Come on.
He what?
Sweet lips, all right.
But I'm talking about the Falcons. I ain't teaching them.
He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. And that fool is the one that troubleth his own house. And as parents, we've got to make sure we're not raising fools, you know. But he says a fool will always be servant to the wise. Now look at Proverbs 12, verse 15. Verse 15 says of the fool, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. He says a fool is right only in his own eyes. You know, correction come and the fool says, no, no, I've been smoking for the last 40 years and there ain't nothing wrong with me and there ain't nothing wrong with smoking. I don't believe God had no problem with my smoking, so I'm gonna keep on smoking. You've been in the hospital more than I have, so I'm gonna keep... Well, that's a fool. He's right in his own eyes. He don't want to hear what you got to say because he's right in his own eyes. And you've got to be so very cautious not to have such a stubbornness about yourself when you don't listen and hear what other people are trying to say to you. Don't be so right in your own eyes that you always think you got it right. A fool is right in his own eyes. Now, notice, he's only right in his own eyes. And I don't know if you've ever talked to a fool, but it's hard to talk to a fool who think he's right in his own eyes. You sit up there trying to tell him something, you think, oh, fine. I had a situation, a relative of mine had some misfortunate things. He ended up in jail. And I thought I'd call, you know, and tell him, you know, it'd be a good time for you to really look at your life and change some things and cut out some of the habits you're doing. And then he says, well, wait a minute. Ain't nobody gonna tell me how to live my life. I said, what? I'm sending you money. You in jail, and you gonna tell me ain't nobody gonna tell your life? It's already happened. Now, no sweet lips. I already told you what. I'm just going to tell you what happened. Can I tell you what happened? All right, I won't tell you what happened then, sweet lips. He told his, you know, I don't know if you've heard the expression, when you tear your drawers. Some of y'all saying, what? Some of my white brothers and sisters, what? Underwears. He tore his drawers with me that day. And I said, all right, since you know so much, and since you got it together, then you don't need me sending you nothing. Figure that out. You got it together. See, in your own eyes, you're right. He says, don't do that. Don't operate like that. And when somebody's being told, you're a child. Ain't nothing wrong with me, ain't no child. I'm just as mature as you. Are your prayers being answered? That don't mean nothing. Don't mean I'm a child just because my prayers ain't been answered. Just because I'm getting offended, that don't mean I'm a child. That because I'm fussing with you right now don't mean I'm a child. I don't know why you always talking about a child. That's what's wrong with y'all. Y'all go to that old man church, let that man take out money from y'all, you gonna come out here and tell everybody they're a child. Well, ain't nothing for you to do is back up and say, well, oh, see ya. See ya, wouldn't want to be ya. Proverbs 15, verse 5. Verse 5 says, a fool despises his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. He said, don't despise instruction. Receive it so you can develop prudence about yourself. Look at verse 18, chapter 18, Psalms 18. Verse 2 and 6. The Bible says in verse 2, a fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. He says, a self-confident fool has no delight in understanding, but only in revealing his personal opinions and himself. He doesn't want to understand anything.